you're struggling with why God would create a world that would fall, would put Adam in a place where he would fall, and you question that, the answer is right here in Scripture, because all along, God had purposed to honor and glorify his Son. That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter how men reason and rationalize. You can judge everything you see on TV and read in the papers that takes place, whether it's someone born in this world or being taken out of this world. No matter what happens, it is all to the glory of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's made him to be heir of all things. Now, you don't dispute with an heir. Just because you're not an heir or you don't like that he's there, it doesn't matter. This is God's heir. He's purposed to glorify his Son, and it's against the backdrop of the darkest of times that the light shines the greatest. You go out there at night right now, it's just like a harvest moon out there. That moon, it shines the brightest against the backdrop of the darkest sky. And that's how I see Christ and the fall. The darker, the deeper the sin, the greater and the more glorious the Savior. So he's explained to them what's about to take place, and what's their question? Verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. In other words, that's not even a question you should be asking. Nor should we. We shouldn't be trying to figure out times and seasons. You know, what's going on in Israel, what isn't, and judging all things based on that. There's a bunch of writers, authors, that based on what they wrote back in 1948, when that Israel was reestablished as a state again, that they probably should have been stoned because they were wrong. They thought that as soon as Israel was reestablished, that was it. Christ was coming back. And they predicted it. They wrote about it. You can go back and read some of those messages. Everybody was all in excitement about the kingdom being established back in Israel. Here we are in 2017. Things aren't any better over there than they were when they first started. Why? Because that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom is Christ. The end result would be the Lord Jesus Christ, would be the coming of God's Son through this lineage and this people in order to save a people. But look at verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. So don't get proud. Don't get cocky about this thing. For ye were the fewest of all people. Why do you suppose God did that? Well, it's to show his greatness in taking what is the least and bringing glory from it. Isn't that what he has done in the salvation of his people, the least of the least? And yet, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, his blood and righteousness is made from that shed blood, a nation, a holy nation, a truly holy nation, by what he accomplished.